I'm going to introduce you to our next guest on a Monday morning. Not a Katharina, but a Juliana. Juliana Sila, audiologist and founder of Joyful Sound Audiology. A special hearing focused chat, because you might be listening to the radio, but how well are you hearing it on a Monday morning? That's the question. And Juliana, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. Great to have you in the studio on a Monday morning. Oh, you know what? It would be great if I had you on the right microphone.
Oh,
there you go. Luckily, my ears picked that one up. How are you this Monday?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you, Mike?
Fantastic. And this is, you know, a subject that I like to dive into. It's close to my heart. Obviously, we're radio. It's an audio medium. We want to make sure that we're coming through loud and clear, and that people are hearing us loud and clear. Mm-hmm. But this is the name of the game: Joyful Sound Audiology. For those who might have missed our last little chat on radio, in a nutshell, give us the story. What is Joyful Sound, and why did you found this audiology business?
So, obviously, hearing is super important, and I don't think people always understand how important hearing is. So if we can't hear well, we can't communicate, we can't connect. So if I see someone and they're really battling to hear, I know that their relationships are battling because of that. I know that their concentration might be struggling. I know that their memory might be struggling. So I found that if we reconnect people with better hearing, they live more joyful lives. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want to create, I want to help people to have more joy in their lives.
So,
and that's why Joyful Sound Audiology has started.
Brilliant. And based in Salt Rock,
yeah.
By all accounts, you're making an impact. You're making a splash. And your client base has followed you. I mean, Richards Bay is where you sort of really built a name for yourself. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
And since moving to the North Coast, you've still got people trekking out from Richards Bay to come get your service.
Yeah.
But now the local Salt Rock, Ballito, Greater North Coast area can benefit from the joyful sound touch.
Yes.
For this Monday, we were just having a bit of a chat off air about hearing and the brain, and you were kind of getting me to understand that a lot of the time, you know, maybe the ear itself seems to be functioning, but there's a brain issue, a brain connection.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this Monday morning chat?
So I asked Mike very nicely, please, Mike, can we do a bit of an experiment? Because I'm a bit of a nerd. I'm a science nerd. I'm an ear nerd. So I want to invite people into my nerdy brain. So I thought, let's do an experiment, because sometimes we don't really understand the connection between our bodies and the brain. So I want to chat a little bit about the person, so the peripheral system. So in that category falls our body. So I want to pinch you, Mike. Give me your hand. I want to pinch you. Yes,
okay.
Literally pinch
please,
you.
Please don't pinch me too hard.
1, 2, 3, go.
It wasn't too bad.
Okay. I promised they might be gentle. But you felt that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't like you could look away and you wouldn't feel that. It's not like your elbow, where if someone licks your elbow, you're not going to feel it.
I haven't had too much of that happening, I don't think. Maybe secretly. But that was definitely instant perception.
Yes.
It was a sensation in the body. I knew where it was.
Great.
You were pinching me just on my wrist there.
Yeah, yeah. So in your mind, that happens on your wrist.
Yeah.
And why do you know that? How do you know that?
I did a bit of biology at school, so I'm guessing there's a nervous system.
Yeah.
You were pinching. There was my nerves were picking up that there was something happening there at the wrist area. It must have relayed some information to my brain, which then said, "Hey, look at the wrist. Something's biting you or pinching you there."
Full marks. Yeah. You did that. You got that.
Yay!
So in the same way, so that's a sensory system. So your sensory system is picking up that Jules is pinching me right now.
Okay.
So in the same way, our hearing picks up on this side, on the peripheral system, in the cochlea. So we listened to Seaweed Steve, and he was telling us about the waves, and actually our cochlea looks like a seashell. So it's this delicate little structure, this very, very perceptive, very small, very delicate little structure.
Mm.
So in the same way, when we hear a sound, our cochlea picks up on that sound, and it sends a signal to the brain.
Okay.
So because we are human, and because we are fallible, and we get older, and we, I don't know, sometimes the system just doesn't work the way that we want it to. And then the cochlea starts to tap out. Cochlea is saying, guys, it's been a while. I've done my job. sometimes even earlier on in life. Yeah. It's not just when we get older. Sometimes we get born with a seashell that's just not seashelling very well. So what basically happens is that the brain isn't getting the right information. And that's where the problem lies, because we want the brain to pick up everything that the ear is sending him. But if the ear isn't sending, if the cochlea isn't sending him what he needs to hear, the brain is going to throw a bit of a fit.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes that fit looks like tinnitus. Sometimes it looks like forgetfulness or memory loss. Sometimes it even looks like depression. So what is important is that we start to see audiologists as our dentists, as our GPs, and not just someone there that I might see sometime in the future when I'm very, very old and gray.
Wow.
It's someone that you should see at least once a year, once every 2 years, if you know that there's a problem. Or if you don't know that there's a problem.
If you suspect that there might be something going on.
Yeah.
So you mentioned tinnitus.
Yes.
For those folk who don't know the term, what is that?
So tinnitus is basically a phantom sound. Okay.
Like a humming or a buzzing or
like
a ringing.
A beep that's always there. Sometimes it's like a shh, like the waves.
Yeah, like a sort of hissing.
It could sound like sun beetles or what do you call it, cicadas.
Oh, yeah?
So I like to explain it in a way, like, you know, when someone loses a limb, right? Mm. So they go to the hospital, they just lost a limb, there's an amputation. They wake up from that operation, whatever happened, and they might feel pain. Say their arm was chopped off.
Mm.
They don't have a left hand anymore, but now they feel like their left hand is itching. Okay.
Yeah.
That's something that's not there. Their arm isn't there. The hand isn't there anymore.
That's the so-called phantom limb syndrome.
Yes. So phantom limb pain or phantom limb itching, that same thing applies to the cochlea. Because in the cochlea, we've got these thousands of little hair cells, like little limbs.
Yeah.
So what happens if we lose some of them?
Through hearing damage or whatever.
Through whatever would have happened, you don't know. Maybe you just went to a few too many weddings and have noise exposure.
Sat next to the speakers.
Yes. So that's phantom limb pain in the cochlea. Did you know that? So that's crazy. It's like so when you have a limb that's missing from whatever happened there, like you've got phantom limb pain and there's a mismatch in the signal that's being processed between the limb and the brain. And the same thing happens in the cochlea. So we've got phantom limb sound or phantom sound that's going on between the cochlea and the brain.
But it can be really debilitating if you've got that constant thing ringing or stabbing you in the ear, so to speak, and the strain that can put on your brain and the processing power of your brain running in the background constantly, that can cause other cognitive decline issues in the long term. Am I right?
And the sad thing is that people come to me and they say, listen, Jules, my doctor told me that I just need to live with it. I just need to get used to it. It will go away by itself. And that's not true. I've had people like now, 2 weeks ago, telling me, no, the specialist told them that they must just get used to the sound. And I don't know what the situation was. Maybe the specialist wasn't aware of the hearing loss. We were only made aware of the hearing loss after the test. But the thing is, if we know that the tinnitus is there because of a hearing problem, because of the little limbs, the little hair cells in the cochlea that died off, surely there's something that we should be able to do about it. We should be able to give the cochlea back what it so desperately needs to produce a sound so that the brain can process it, so that the phantom pain sound can go away.
And you can.
And we can. There's definitely something that we can do about it. So we usually do a nice diagnostic test. We test every part of the auditory system. So the outer ear, we have a look and see if there's a bit of wax there. Sometimes that could cause a bit of a hearing problem. We check for any kind of a problem in the middle ear. So is there a bit of an infection? Is everything moving the way that it should? Is there maybe something happening in the sinus system that's affecting your hearing or the whole function of the middle ear? Then we also check the inner ear. That's where the cochlea is. So if there's something wrong in the cochlea, then we know that it's a permanent issue. And we need to do something. We need to add something to that system to give the brain what it needs. And that's usually with a hearing aid. Sometimes there's other options that we can look at, but for the most part, that's what we can do about tinnitus. Wow. And a lot of people have a decreased perception of the tinnitus because of us actually treating the hearing loss.
Wow. So it really can have an impact on someone's life and quality of life.
100%. Yeah.
And if you listening to this are aware that you are dealing with a problem like that, or you have someone in your life who's struggling with an issue like tinnitus or something else hearing related, and you're looking for a good audiologist? Well, I tell you what, I always like to go to belitoconnect.co.za as my trusted local listing source for all good folk, all quality service providers on the KZN North Coast, and I look for audiology, and oh, look who pops up. Joyful Sound Audiology, right there on Belito Connect. The full story about Juliana Seela and the service offering, there's the button to call now. There's the website link, joyfulsoundaudiology.co.za. Where are you physically based?
Yeah, so if you go to, so there's the Tiffany Center, right? Mm. And then there's the Cecil Garage there.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that turn off to the Cecil Garage and just keep going. So you go past Sage Center, just keep going. There's Eden Village, and then there's Eden Health on that same campus. So,
okay.
So the best thing is to pop me a message on WhatsApp. If you made an appointment, I will contact you. But then I will send you a video of how to get there, because sometimes it can get a little bit confusing. But don't let it deter you. Once you know where we are, you'll find us so easily.
There you have it. Quality audiology and hope for a joyful outcome, based conveniently in the center of Salt Rock. Joyful Sound Audiology and Juliana Seela, your audiologist. You've been hearing her here on the radio. I hope you'll be hearing her better after you've been to get your hearing test. And there's no age limit. You can be as young as, well, I mean, some of your youngest patients, how old are you dealing with?
3 years old. That's my youngest patient.
Wow.
And then I've seen a few people in their 30s, because we know that when we hit 30, that's when our cochlea starts to say, sorry, I'm done with this now. So as young as 30, I would say you have to have your hearing checked at least once a year from the age of 30.
Get into the habits, and you know what, for long-term health, wellness, and quality of life, you're going to thank yourself. And Juliana, thanks for pinching me, for the education on a Monday morning. And here's to many happy outcomes, many more joyful hearing folk on the KZN North Coast with your help at Joyful Sound Audiology.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And you'll find Joyful Sound Audiology on belitoconnect.co.za.